Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the charming musical Lute Song, starring Gordon McRae and his guest Mimi Benzel. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another memorable musical is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Mimi Benzel and I bring you a lovely and poetic musical play, a classic of the Chinese stage, Lute Song.
Honorable gentlemen and ladies, I am the stage manager. We perform for you tonight a venerable tale of the time when the gods walked upon Earth. Since that time, the Scarlet Gate has fallen, the Emerald Throne is dust. Through our skies today, men dart more swiftly than the swallows. They speak to far lands with voices that outrun the sunbeams. But still through the ages, the voice of an ancient youth sings on. And it sings a love song.
Mountain high.
And now, with your permission, our play begins. We shall leave nothing out. We hope to be finished before morning. Different hat for me, please, for I must take up my part in the play, an honorable old friend of the family.
Greetings, honorable old friend.
Cha Young, why do you sit in your father's house with your chin in a book? Do you not know the summons of the Emperor of the Middle Kingdom? Why do you linger here?
I do not wish to go, honorable friend.
It is an ancient custom of our country that the best scholars from the provinces are brought to the royal court to enrich it and make it great.
My father and mother are old. Who will provide for them?
My son, if you attain greatness in the world, that is the most glorious thing you can do for your father and mother.
There is another reason I linger here, honorable friend. My wife, my beloved wife. Day and night I think only of my love.
My husband, my dear one.
Oh, my beloved, I did not know you were near.
I will take care of your parents. You must go, my husband.
Then, only for a small space of time. As much time as you can hold in the palm of your hand.
And when my husband returns, robed in the garment of a mandarin, his... my pride, and remember this. if you find loneliness, it will sing our song of love to you.
I'll be with you though our fortunes sway, lands and gay, willows sad. Spring will stroll our meadow every day, winter gray, summer glad.
Imperial musicians, I wish to see now the new chief magistrate of the Middle Kingdom.
I am here, my lord.
It is you who have passed the examinations with such brilliant young scholar that now you are so exalted.
I am but a humble student from the far province, my lord.
Silence! If I, the prince of the Middle Kingdom, say you are exalted, modesty is not fitting. Now, Chayong, I have decided you will marry my daughter, the princess.
My lord, I am already married.
That we shall annul with a stroke of the pen.
Then, my lord, I resign my post.
Would you like misfortune to strike your family through your folly?
May I see my wife again?
We have many months of ceremonials planned, young magistrate. Write to her.
Yes, I will write. My beloved, how can I tell you? There have been delays, slight delays. I send you my love and this knowledge that I am with you always.
Moon.
I enclose these pearls and these pieces of gold. And I enclose my love.
A very touching letter. Destroyed. As for the pearls and gold, he shall have them back when he learns to forget. As for the former wife, go send her this old lute he carted along. You have no use for that here. Nobody but a sentimentalist plays on a lute. Of Lute Song in just a moment. Now here is Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of Lute Song, starring Gordon McRae as Cha Young and Mimi Benzel as the lovely Cha Un Young, with William Conrad as the stage manager. Gentlemen and ladies, after this brief interval for contemplation and reflection, our play continues. If our rendition has made you weep, do not be ashamed. Tears shed for the sorrows of others are pearls in the robe of mercy. Our story is indeed sad. Let us look in now on Cha Un Young, lovely sister of the blossoming willow.
Watched the waning moon, my husband, and still I have not heard from you. I write to tell you that I have tried to work so that the bowls of your parents may be filled with rice. I have taught the young, the children of others, old proverbs and legends, like the legend of the monkey, which teaches such lessons and which brightens the face of the children with laughter. Monkey see and monkey do, he'd like to be a person like you. If you make him mad, then you are liable to find him bad as you are. See the monkey. If you ever catch him, set him free, or his friends will chase you up a tree, then you'll be a monkey just like he. See the monkey.
He's a slave to every whim.
A good example for him. You can learn a lot from monkeys, being yourself and not from monkeys.
See the monkey.
A monkey has a fickle freak. He'll jump right up and tickle your cheek. Then he'll want to stay and hold you, or he might run away and scold you. See the monkey. He will sometimes spend an hour or two hanging upside down. But oh, my husband, the laughter of school children has died away. There is famine in our province. You cannot laugh when you are hungry.
Destroy the letter. Messages from former wives must not disturb the great happiness of my daughter, the princess. And her new husband, the exalted magistrate, Cha Young.
Oh, my husband, why are you sad?
It is not possible to explain it, my princess.
Sing for me. When you are alone, I hear you in distant corridors singing sad, sweet songs. Will you not sing one to me?
As you command, my princess.
The willow tree bowed and kissed some lonely leaf on the shore. The willow kissed the leaf who thought he'd find his home nevermore.
With you, Chayong. Where have you been traveling?
To the province of my birth, to the home of my father. But the land was empty. I went to find my heart, but famine had driven my Chao and Yang away. Only the stars in the sky know where she is.
You must forget. Go, go to my daughter. Be content, Chayong.
I will go, Your Excellency, but I cannot walk with contentment as my companion.
Help the poor. Help the poor.
Here. Your good woman is a piece of silver. And when you go to the temple, say a prayer for a man whose heart is emptiness.
Chayong.
How did you know my name?
I have searched everywhere for you. Don't you know me? Listen.
Chaonyang. Chaonyang, my beloved. I shall never leave your side again.
Yes, Chayong. That is, that's his child be.
Princess,
How wonderful is love, like the sound of the lute song. I release you of all your obligations. You must stay where your heart is.
The princess of the Middle Kingdom is indeed a princess. She is a great woman. Oh, Chavanyang, we shall be together always, as long as the great mountains stand. Always.
Spring will stroll our meadow every day. Winter gray, summer glad. When your hair turns snow white, you will find me by your side. I'll be with you though our fortunes sway. Laugh and gay.
Gentlemen, thank you very, very much. And our thanks to lovely Mimi Benzel, to William Conrad, Marvin Miller, Alvina Temple, and our entire company. Lute Song, written by Sidney Howard and Will Irwin, with music by Raymond Scott and lyrics by Bernard Hannigan, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee.